I might be the only person on the face of the earth that knows you're the greatest woman on earth. And how you say what you mean, and how you almost always mean something that's all about being straight and good. And I think most people miss that about you. And the fact that I get it makes me feel good about me.
Now that's fabulous. That's Jack Nicholson. Imagine someone saying that to you, whether you're a woman or a man, someone knowing you so deeply, so well, and having the courage to put it into words, to tell you how they feel about you. And it makes them feel proud about themselves too. So if you're with someone you love, you want to make sure that you give them that visibility, that you tell them in words what you recognize as good in them, and that should make you feel good about you too. And right now I'm going to turn to the phones. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and this is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and I want to welcome Rick to the phone. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
Well, actually, I'm just going to give a testimony. I called you a few months back with a job-related question. I felt like I was being pulled in too many directions and just feeling overwhelmed because of all that stress. And I just wanted to call and give you an update that I've now changed one of my jobs to something that's a lot more suitable to my lifestyle and to my liking. And it's really, and because of your advice, it really has helped my stress level and everything else. I mean, things are going a lot better now than they were before.
Well, thank you. I feel very visible now. That's wonderful. That's what we were talking about. Can you tell me what piece of advice did you use that seemed to work so well for you?
It was that I should think about what I want to do for the future and where I saw myself in my current. Did I see myself in my current job? Long term. And after asking myself that question over and over again, I said, no, I don't. This is a temporary thing. This is not something that I need to let myself get so stressed out about. And as soon as I accepted that, I started looking for other employment, other things that were more suitable to me. And I found something where I'm working with children, and I really enjoy it. I work in a special education classroom, and it's a great environment. The kids love me. I wake up happy going to work every day, and it's awesome.
So you found your niche.
I did. I found my niche.
What did you do in the past? I don't recall.
I worked in a warehouse, actually.
Oh, quite a difference.
Yeah, a huge night and day difference.
Yeah. Yeah, so isn't it interesting when you tap into your own values, it makes your days, your whole life seem very different.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, much more fruitful, everything, yeah. So I just want to say thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for the call, Rick.
No problem, Dr. Kenner.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
This is Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. So some good feedback from Rick that if you're in a career that's going nowhere, and it may even be okay, you may feel like you have settled in it, think again. Think, is there something missing here? Do I feel bored with my life? Is there a way that I could perk it up by taking on a challenge, by allowing myself to think? And of course, Rick had to go through a transition period. It doesn't happen overnight. He had to go through the awkward period of telling his former boss at the warehouse that he didn't want to work there anymore. Then he had to go through the awkward period of looking on the web or doing a job search, a thorough job search, of asking himself which of these jobs would he like? Maybe none of the above, and if not, go back to the drawing board, but finding something he'd like and then take the risk and actually try a new career, absolutely new career from working in a warehouse if you're working now with children. So I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. If you've got a question you'd like to ask me, my number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. Now, what if you're a family man? I mean, you're supposed to be a family man. You've got a wife and two lovely kids, and yet you dread the weekends because the weekends are family time and you are totally, totally bored. This is what the situation of the following listener, Frank. Dear Dr. Kenner, I'm a listener in the United Kingdom via the web, and I love your show. I'm a professional writer and have authored 10 nonfiction books. I love my work. I work from home, and I tend to spend 10 hours a day at my desk, Monday through Friday. Okay, nothing wrong so far. You can be passionate about your work. I am. I probably spend 10 hours at my desk. I am married. Okay, now this puts a little glitch in it because you need some time for your wife, for you and your wife, if your marriage is still of value to you. And I have two young children. Uh-oh, 10 hours a day at work and you've got two darling children. And the six-year-old has Down's syndrome. And my heart goes out to you. I've worked with people who've had Down syndrome. Very, very sad. And if I could tell you one piece of information, which you probably know very well, oh, those 10 hours that you're working at your desk, your 11-year-old who's the healthy one that doesn't have Down syndrome, he or she needs you desperately. I've heard so much from the kids who've been had a sibling with a handicap, a severe handicap, that they get brushed aside. All the attention is given to the handicapped child, and that the 11-year-old, the healthy child, feels guilty that they are not handicapped, that they have good functioning, and the parents don't seem to recognize them because the parents feel guilty. Oh, not treating each kid equally, in quotes, and you can't. You need to treat each child uniquely. So continuing with your email, Frank. Every week I try to follow through with a commitment to spending the weekend with my wife and kids, but after just a few hours I find myself getting depressed. I love my family, but for some reason being with them for extended periods drives me crazy, and all I want to do is get back to work. Taking 2 days off to do nothing, in quote, seems a waste to me, and by the time Sunday rolls around I'm halfway to crazy, often resorting to a few glasses of wine or scotch in the evening to dull the boredom. And I think you know, Frank, that alcohol isn't the cure. You don't need me to tell you that. So when Monday arrives, everything brightens up. Even a bad day at work seems better than a weekend playing the Family Guy. I used to smoke cigarettes and the problem wasn't as bad then. But now the smoke screen has gone. I can't stand the agony. My question is, am I a workaholic? Frank, that won't answer anything. We'll talk about this in a second. Do I need therapy? The answer is absolutely yes. Give yourself some good therapy, good cognitive therapy, if you can find a good cognitive therapist in the United Kingdom. Or do I simply need to restructure my weekend to include working time so that I don't get depressed? My work is also my hobby, and my weekends therefore seem too long. As for vacations, well, maybe the rational thing to do would be to start smoking again. Smiley face. Love your show and hope you can shed some light on this for me. Best wishes, Frank. Frank, you want to value your life, and if you have not made your kids and your wife into a value, you're not milking what you could get out of their relationships. If you've just let that aspect of your life by default fade into the background, granted you have a Down syndrome kid, so that can be very hard, but if you and your wife and your 11-year-old could even take a vacation together, if you and your wife could take a vacation together, much better than the cigarette smoking and the alcohol and the just giving up on yourself. My guess is you already know the answer, that yes, you do need to restructure your weekends so that it isn't too solid blocks of non-work, but you also need to restructure your weeks if you work at home to spend a little more time with your 11-year-old, to find out where your wife's coming from, maybe some couples therapy to find out, or even family therapy with all of the kids, but with your wife privately, to find out how does she feel about this. If she's got the full-time care of the kids, that's really hard. If you've got a nanny, that's different. But it is very, very hard with a Down syndrome kid. So I wish I had more time to talk about this. I may do a little bit more right after the break. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. And later on in the show, we'll be talking about tips to help your intimate relationship with Dr. Barry McCarthy. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Romantic love is the most selfish of all emotions. It means that you deeply care about your partner's welfare, health, pleasure, success, and happiness. Your loved one is an irreplaceable personal treasure, someone to be nurtured and protected, with whom you want to grow and thrive as an equal partner for life. It's someone whom you miss when you are away and whom you delight in seeing upon your return. It's someone you love to talk to touch, to be near, to make love to take delight in. Without that person, there would be a huge, irreplaceable void in your life because he or she makes your life complete. And all this applies to your partner's view of you.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.